Welcome to part 2 of our weekly Bible study, starting from John chapter 1, verses 6 to 28. And I read, "There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. It was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelleth amongst us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him, and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he had declared him." And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed, and he denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" And he said, "I am not. Art thou that prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then said they unto him, "Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What seest thou of thyself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as saith the prophet Isaiah." And they which were sent were of the Pharisees, and they asked him, and said unto him, "Why baptize thou then, if thou be not thou Christ, nor Elias, neither thou prophet?" John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you, whom ye know not. He it is who cometh after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose." These things were done in Bethabara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. Now, let us have a look at the relevance of these scriptures to you and I as Christians. Let's have a look. John the Baptist was put under pressure by the religious authority, the chief priests and the Levites, while the culprits, messengers were sent to John the Baptist to confirm whether or not he is the Messiah. John the Baptist stood his ground and refused to pander to the religious authority, and he refused also to compromise. John the Baptist knew and had a clear vision of his purpose in life. He knew he was sent to prepare the way for our Lord Jesus Christ, to bring people to repentance and to baptize them. He was put under immense pressure on several occasions, but he kept repeating to them that he was not the Messiah. He got to a point he had to tell them that the Messiah is standing right amongst them, and that the latchet of his shoes is not worthy to unloose. As Christians, the Bible is asking each one of us a very good question. And the question is, what is your purpose in life? I repeat again, the Bible is asking each one of us a very good question. And the question is, what is your purpose in life? Have you discovered your purpose yet? And if you have done so, would you be persuaded by situations, circumstances, or event to derail you from your purpose in life? Pressure will come, challenges will come, trials and tribulation will come, but your eyes must be fixed on your purpose. Don't waver, don't panic, but remain resolute and unshaken. On the other hand, maybe you have not discovered your purpose in life. May I suggest to you that it's not too late. You can pray and ask your Heavenly Father to reveal to you your purpose in life. I submit to you today that in pursuit of your purpose in life, people will reject you, they will abuse you, and use you. Please don't give up on your purpose in life. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Remember, our Lord Jesus Christ was rejected by His own people. The priests rejected Him, the Levites rejected Him, and we esteemed Him not. When the world rejects you, my Lord Jesus Christ will accept you as His son or daughter. His promises are yea and amen. As you receive Him and also trust in our Lord Jesus Christ, He will give you the power to be called a child of God. You are no longer a creation of God. You are now a child of God, a child of the Most High God, a joint heir with Christ Jesus. I would like to pray with you on all issues that we have discussed. Shall we pray? I pray that our Lord Jesus Christ will reveal your purpose in life to you. I pray that our Heavenly Father will comfort you and accept you as His own child. I pray that my Lord Jesus Christ will strengthen you to overcome every rejection in your life. I pray that the Spirit of righteousness and holiness will be upon you. I pray that the Lord will keep you and give you good health, long life, and sound mind in the mighty name of my Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I have prayed. Amen.